Welcome back to the Craftsman's Collective, a podcast designed to help makers in the concrete, wood, and steel industries improve their businesses and lives by discussing our common struggles, tips we found along the way, and how we can combine our unique perspectives to create even more spectacular pieces. I'm doing things a little bit different this time. It's a little bit, I guess we would call it a mini-series. Let's call it the most amazing things that I've ever found that have been great for me ever in the history of ever, ever. Subtitle, leaving out all the stupid shit that doesn't actually help. P.S. for me. Now, apparently you have to put a disclaimer in of some sorts for some of these categories along the lines of if you're overweight and you need to lose some weight and some of these things may affect you adversely, check with a physician or healthcare professional or any of the other stuff. If you decide to try some of these things, you're doing so at your own risk. I am not a health provider, practitioner, or any of the other things that people usually have in those disclaimers. These are just things that have helped me. And if you decide to do some of them, do so smartly, I guess. Despite the name of the miniseries, I didn't want to have anybody have an exaggerated viewpoint of any of these things on the impact that they would have for them. So I wanted to keep it as baseline neutral as possible. If you decide to try any of these things, I really hope they had as much of an impact for you as they did for me. So without further ado, let's get to it. Now for the last and final section is the productive, efficient, and schedule. I kind of smushed all of this into one. Just this ended up being a little bit of a catch-all category, kind of so to speak. But the things that have helped me the most with this, and these a lot of these were mentioned in other sections, but in case this is a standalone video, I'll mention them briefly here. And I'll put cards up in the corner in case anybody wants to watch the full section of that. Is I only check social media and email at certain times, or you could do it where you only do it a certain number of times a day. That worked for me for a little bit. It didn't work as well as only doing it at certain times. That worked out really, really well for me. It was really helpful for getting back time into my schedule. Is just if you check social media fewer times, that's more time you have to spend on other things. Elimination diet or a minimal diet has worked really, really well for me since I don't have to spend as much time on it. I pretty much eat the same things over and over again, mainly Monday through Friday. The fewer decisions you have to make, the more time you can really focus on other things, or the more mental bandwidth, so to speak. Decision fatigue, I think, is the term that is used for that. And so if I can eliminate the number of decisions that I have to make per day, I can use that extra mental bandwidth, I guess we'll call it, on focusing on things that are much more important than do I want to do ground beef or a steak for dinner or whatever it happens to be. Those are decisions that I can make on Sunday, for example, and then I don't have to worry about it again. The meat's already thawed and I'm off to the race. The other thing that helps me quite a bit with being productive is the waterproof notebooks, like I mentioned before. I have two of them. The reason I have two is because when I have one in the shower, it's obviously gonna get wet. So I will write down my notes in that, and then I'll bring it out and I'll set it in the sink so that it can dry, and then I will take the dry one and put it in the shower so that it's already in there for when I need it again. Then I take the one that is drying out when it has dried off, and I'll go take those notes and I'll either tear the pages out if they're full or transfer them to another notebook so that I have them. And I'll bring that notebook back over to the shower so that it's over there. I used to have it where I only had the one, but I ran into a situation where I would think of something and not have anything to write it down because I hadn't replaced it. This has worked really, really well, is having the two and cycling them out. Like I talked about earlier, scheduling items that are important to me is the best way that I've found to make sure that it gets done. I do this two different ways. One is I have morning and night routines, only so that I don't skip the things that I have decided that are important to me. I decide those things when I'm in a relaxed and mindful state. Because if you're in I don't want to be making decisions when like I'm lazy or frustrated or rushed. I want to make them when I have a very good handle on things and I can sit there and really decide what's important to me. And then I just add those to my morning or nightly routine so that I make sure that I get them done. The other thing is scheduling times that are important, not on like a morning and nightly routine, but more of something that needs to get done or that I want to make sure that I do. So for example, every Friday, so today actually, we have what my daughter has coined Chick-fil-A Day, which is we go to well, we're not going to Chick-fil-A today, but we pretty much always go to Chick-fil-A after we pick them up from school on Friday afternoons, and we do that every single Friday. We may not eat there, but it's a tradition of ours, I guess. And they love it. They go play on the little playground. It gives Melanie and I some time to spend together while we're there. It's something that we do as a family every single week. Another example is my wife and I have a walk that we schedule together, and we do it every single week. It's nothing gets scheduled during that time. We also have what's called an F&F date. One of the F is food. You can guess the other one. And we do not schedule anything during that time. There are maybe 5% of days a year, for example, where we have to move those, for example, where, like, say, Melanie or my wife has to go out of town for something, or she has something with reserves, or then we just have no choice but to move it. But we rarely schedule. These are things that are important to us. We schedule them, and we make sure that they always get done. I'll finish up the end of this quite nicely at the end with some other schedule things, but those are the things that I've kind of talked about earlier. So shop-related things that are kind of in the productive, efficient are batching. Batching has worked out really, really well for me. There's several different ways to do it. Some people do it where they do a certain thing per day. So for me, like, I am in the shop this day. I do digital items this day. That works really, really well for me. For some people, that's not practical because they're in the shop every single day. For me, since I do a lot of the digital side of things and I'm really trying to build that up, is I have to have days that are allocated towards working on computer-related things, editing videos, recording podcasts, and those types of things. You can do it where time blocks is another really good way to do it, where you do X thing during this time. You could do it per task. So I know some shops, they'll go through and they'll do all their mold stuff on one day. They'll go through and they'll cut all their rails. They'll cut all the things that they need to for molds, and they'll assemble all the molds on this day, and then they move on to a different task. When I'm in the shop, I really like doing it batching per project. So I will make as much progress as I can per project and not worry about any other project during that time. I'm not good enough to do the task way of batching. I end up putting pieces in different places. Paperwork gets moved around. It just doesn't really work that well for me. But it may work out great for you. Doing it per project has worked fantastically for me. Another thing that works really, really well for me in the shop is all tools that are needed at an area are at that area, and they stay at that area. That means that I have several duplicate tools or tools that are in between the two stations. So since my shop isn't huge, it's a two-car garage, I can place items that are close to two different stations that are used in both places, and that works just fine. But I have several tape measures that get put at, I have one at the table saw, I have one at the miter saw, and then I have one at the workbench, and those don't leave those areas. That's just a simple way of showing how I might have to have those duplicate tools. Now I understand that this can get pretty costly pretty quick. Like, if you're talking about, like, three sets of impact drivers or two different grinders or three different grinders, one on the install truck, you got one in this area. I understand that it can get very expensive very quickly. So I'm not saying that we could do it with everything. I just try and do it as much as possible because of the huge benefit that it has, not wandering around wondering where did I put that tape measure or where is that impact driver. They have a place, and it's pretty much always close to where it needs to be used. Cutting down on my walking around, wandering around time has helped a lot. These two things have had a huge impact on my productivity. One is going to sound a little funny, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. Don't you even lie. One is no phone in the bathroom. No phone is allowed to go in the bathroom. That should be pretty obvious why, because you'll go in there and you'll come out 30 minutes later and wonder what the fuck just happened. Now, maybe you don't sit there on social media, but I used to have a problem with that where I would just sit there and just scroll and then wondering where the hell all the time went. I know you people do it. Don't you fucking lie. The other is, I talked about this briefly in one of the other sections, is two phone method. This was brought up in, what book was it? The Productivity Project by Chris Bailey, I'm pretty sure is what it. And the two phone strategy is you can have one phone that has all the thing. You basically turn it into like an iTouch, I think is what they were called. It's nothing but the social media, your email, all the dumb stuff that takes up your time is on that phone. And none of that stuff is on your phone that you're out carrying around with you. So I have taken all the social media off, all the email apps off of my main phone, the one that I carry around with me all the time. That has crashed my amount of time that I spend on the phone. I mean, it has gone down like 60 to 80%, sometimes even more per day. That has had a huge impact on how much time I spend on the phones. The other thing that has helped quite a bit with the phone on both of my phones, one's just an old phone and that I had before and I just didn't trade it in when I got a new phone, is something that helped me quite a bit was picking what's on my home screen or on the, I guess Apple doesn't really have a home screen anymore. So the very far left screen that I can put apps and all on, I was very, very careful what I put on mine. On mine, I have my calendar up at the top and I have my screen time at the bottom. So that is just staring me in the face. I cannot open my phone without seeing how much time I have spent on it. And when you open that up and you see that you're like, it's not even noon yet and you've already spent like an hour on your phone, you're like, fuck, that'll get you to stop using your phone the rest of the day. Well, at least it does for me. That has helped a lot. The other thing is I made my own phone wallpapers. I just looked up the resolution for my phones online and then I just imported those settings into basically PowerPoint and changed the size of the slide and then just put the text on there that I want. On my main phone, some of you are going to find this a little aggressive, but on my main phone it says, "Don't be a lazy, worthless, weak fucking loser." I'm personally very motivated by the negative. Some of you, not so much. So you probably wouldn't put that on yours. But me opening it up and seeing that has helped me control my phone usage a lot. On my entertainment one, it says, "Have you earned it?" So, and if I haven't, I don't open the phone. Now, I do have to go on there from time to time to upload things on social and things like that because that's part of my quote-unquote job, but I have to be mindful of it. And opening it when I see that, have you earned it, you really have to answer that question unless you're just going to look away from the phone and be in denial. All right, so to end this section, I'm going to talk about scheduling type stuff just a little bit. Now, since there's an infinite number of options out there as far as schedules are concerned, just I stopped listening to all the advice a while ago, and that has helped so much because everybody has an opinion on what you should do with your schedule. You should do this in the morning, you should do this at night, you should wake up at this time or not, you should work this many hours or not. And I tried a whole bunch of those things and I was always frustrated. And so as soon as I really started to just paying very close attention to, like, almost excessively so, to how I work and how I prefer things and talking through it with certain people, I just started doing what I felt really worked really well for me. And this was not something that came very easily to me. It took many, 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 many months for me to kind of slowly start dialing it into the schedule that worked for me. So, for example, like, some people like to work at night. Okay, so then work at night. Like, that's fine. If you want to work 7 days a week, but fewer days throughout the week, then fine, do that. If you want to work a shit ton of hours, do that. If you only want to work 9 to 5 and no weekends, do that. Nobody's going to have a silver bullet for you. And as soon as I figured out, which sounds so stupid saying it out loud, that I just need to pick something that works really, really well for me and screw all the quote unquote advice out there, man, that helped me so much. So one of the things that I came across recently is there's just so much research out there to support that if you're really just really going hard and focusing on the important things on what you're trying to accomplish, that it really doesn't matter how you schedule your day per se. The main thing is just really going at it hard in the times that you're supposed to be and not being on social media, and that you really can accomplish so many amazing things by being focused on what you need to be focused on and not worrying about, I should be doing this thing during this time. Or it's hard. It's one of those things where you can't appreciate it until, I don't know, until you try it. It's kind of one of that ubiquitous, you have to get up at 5 a.m. recommendation that seems to be all, it's just everywhere. Everybody says get up early. Well, there are billionaires that don't get up until 10 or 11. So clearly that's not true. If it's true for you, then awesome. I mean, go all in and just kick some ass. But there's too much evidence to support that it's not a universal. So what are some examples of some of these things? So more books, obviously. One of the books that I found fascinating to see how many different schedules are out there for people that we found iconic throughout time is Daily Rituals by Mason Curry. Fantastic, fantastic book. It's so interesting seeing how many different people have done things in so many different ways. If you do want to look at the different timing of things, when you will probably do better at different tasks, When by Daniel Pink is a really, really good book. And then this book was a little interesting. Of the two, I would do the one by Daniel Pink, but this one was pretty good too, is The Power of When by Michael Bruse, I think is how you say his name. And then The Productivity Project, which I can't find right now, by Chris Bailey is really good from a productivity standpoint, scheduling. And so is Hyperfocus by Chris Bailey. And Deep Work, I'm still working through right now, by Cal Newport, is really, really good with this. It really helps you kind of zero in on what's important. So just as an example, I'm not saying that you need to do anything remotely close to the schedule that I've found that's started working pretty well for me, is I work pretty much 7 days a week, but I don't work like 8 or 9 hours a day. I get quite a bit of work done each day, but I like working each day because it keeps me, inertia is a really big thing for me. So if I stop, there's a really good chance that I'll stay stopped for a while. So if I just keep doing at least a little something every day, that works really, really well for me. So in the morning, I make sure that I clean up around the house. I do dishes and laundry and things like that. Those are things that I've done to help take any of the burden off of my wife. That's just something simple that I can do. So I do those in the morning. I also check on all the 100 million plants that we have. I help with the kids, and then we also take the kids to school in the morning whenever possible. I go with her to do that. I also do the cold plunge in the morning. I'm going to play around with the time on that a little bit since it's starting to get warmer now. Doing it in the morning, I'll be able to do it in the bathtub, so I'll just need to do ice. So that changes things a little bit. And then on Monday and Tuesday right now, I do all computer work. And then Monday, Thursday, and Friday is all in the shop. And then Saturdays and Sundays are kind of flex days. Whatever I need to work on the most is what I work on during those days. To close out the day, for example, I'll also check on any dishes that I need to do, clean up around the house, anything that I need to do to help with the kids if I'm inside on that day. I make sure that I put out any clothes out, anything that I need for the cold plunge, I'd put that out. If I need to thaw any meat for the next couple of days, I make sure that I do that. I do the gut smashing and a hot shower. If I do that, then those are all done in the evening. But that's basically my day in a nutshell. In the morning, I also cook breakfast for the wife and I. We pretty much eat the same breakfast Monday through Friday every single day. That's just my way of trying to make sure that she gets a really good, high quality meal in the morning and that we're ready for the day. I'd love to hear if there is anything that has been exponentially more helpful to you than, say, other things, whether it's a traditional advice or something that's a little bit more obscure. Doing that in the YouTube comments or in the forums on Facebook or messaging me directly would be really, really appreciated. I'm always looking for new ways to improve, and I think doing this together is probably the best way to do that. If one of the books or resources mentioned in the episode would be beneficial to you or someone that you know, and you would like to support this channel, using the affiliate links in the description would be incredibly helpful. Thanks to everyone who listened all the way through. I hope you found something that was beneficial, and I look forward to hearing from you in the next episode. Later.